Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. With Opel and the all-new Opel Astra. German engineering at its core. It's our most efficient Astra yet.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
All morning we've been looking back on the career and the life of Diego Maradona, who of course died yesterday. And I'm delighted now to be joined on the line by former footballer, pundit and presenter of The Stand podcast, Eamon Dunphy. Hi, Eamon.
Good morning, Claire.
Eamon, I've been poring over your column today in The Star. Yeah. There's so many nuggets in it here, but I love this story about Sheffield United, and I hadn't heard this before.
Yeah, they tried to sign him when he was very young, and I think he was willing to come. But they wouldn't. The directors wouldn't cough up the transfer fee, which is about a speckle of what he was worth. So his greatness. He actually came and played in Dublin when he was 17 for Argentina. Came on as a substitute. John Giles played against him, but he was a magnificent footballer, a prodigy, and then went on to do great things. And if there's a wonderful Netflix documentary, if anyone wants to watch it, and he had such a beautiful, innocent face. He came from the slums of Buenos Aires, but he was destined to be a great player, and he became one.
Yeah, and you talk about George Best as well, and of course we were saying earlier on in the programme he died on George Best's 15th anniversary, which is extraordinary in itself. But you say there were two magical footballers who constantly chased the buzz off the pitch that they only ever found on it.
Yes, I think the intensity that they put into their sport, like many great artists in all kinds of fields, they live for this one thing, and the intensity George put in and Diego Maradona put in to his football. He did amazing things. He led Argentina in 1986, a pretty ordinary Argentinian side, to win the World Cup, and then he went to Italy and he played for Naples, which is an ill-considered city in the south of the country, which is very, very poor, and football was always for the north of Italy, Milan, Juventus, and they won two Italian titles, and they won the UEFA Cup, which for Napoli was extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And he was a leader, enormous courage. He got kicked badly because referees in those days didn't protect players the way they do today. He was magnificent, but off the pitch, you know, he, like many others who are great and who give us so much, he wasn't able to manage that.
And he got caught up in all sorts of messy stuff, didn't he, while he was there?
He did. He wouldn't be staying in much in prime time, Claire. or anything else. No, I mean, if you have that kind of spirit and that kind of genius and imagination, you know, it's hard to stay in the house. And George suffered from that as well, sadly. And so many people in so many fields who give us memories and moments that we will never forget. I mean, there's 3 days mourning in Argentina starting today. And the last time that happened was for Eva Perón.
Yeah.
And Juan Perón, back in the 50s.
Yeah.
He meant an awful lot to people in his country and in his adopted city of Naples.
You talk about how much he was adored. You say Pelé was respected, but he was adored.
Yes, because I think he was an urchin. He had a wonderful, beautiful face. He was strong, and so strong on the field. He could do things that no one else had ever done before and did them. And at the same time, he was vulnerable off the pitch, and people can identify with that. So some people you can identify with and the trouble they get into. And I think his people in Argentina and in Italy loved him for that. And the people he played with loved him because he was courageous. He was a leader. And his problems off the field were the problems that any innocent person would get into, and the bad life out there. Kind of. Mm.
And he was so ill, so young. I heard about him making a speech at his 45th birthday where he said, "I'm here, I'm alive." He was 45 saying that.
Yes, and of course he was 60 when he died. He's been in ill health for a very, very long time. He's been overweight. And he has been a kind of sad figure for a long time, and people hurt. He gave so much joy and wonder to people by his feats on the pitch, that you wanted so much for him to have the comfort and, you know, the respect. He had the respect and the adoration, but he couldn't stay in at night, you know.
Was he the best player of his generation? Was he the best player of his century?
He was the best player of his generation. There's no question about that. And it was a great generation of players. You shouldn't really distinguish between so many of them. They are all incomparable. And he was incomparable. No one was ever better at playing the beautiful game of football than he was.
Mm-hmm. Not even Pelé.
Nobody. And no one was greater in his own way than Pelé, who was a very different character, a man of immense dignity, and a great, great player. These are people that we will always remember in the football community, and some of them, and Maradona is one of them, and George Best was as well. Some of them reach out and touch the whole world, even people who aren't interested in soccer. They're intrigued by these great characters. But George had terrible problems and sufferings later in his life after football. These people only really came fully alive when they were playing football.
And just his relationship with Pelé, I know they had a huge rivalry, and he spoke about him, Maradona spoke about Pelé in his book. Was there a respect there, or did they just not like each other?
No, there was a respect. There's a lovely image that was shown on most of the news bulletins last night of them embracing and looking at each other, and there was between them, I think, Claire, the understanding, we've done things that no other men have done, both of us. So I think they did respect each other, but from time to time, probably to get a few bumps from the media, they would chip away at each other, but it wasn't serious. They adored each other because they both shared a gift for football that is very rare.
Eamon, a pleasure to talk to you as always. Thank you very much.
That's
Eamon Dunphy there. And that brings us to the end of our programme.